So I think we're going to go in the pit, if that thing a mile there.
Yeah, all right.
The warehouse has a perfect room, but it won't be ready for another 30 days.
Okay.
No furniture. Then they're going to have the reception portion over here in the conference dining room, with our mess catered rather than the residence catered.
You mean move them over here for the reception?
No.
Why do that?
They don't have any problems with that, sir.
They don't have, well, they can't, or?
Well, that's, if we can do it, but, just move everything out of the reception. Rex can do it, it might be, close it.
There are still a few people coming, Mr. President, the way it's shaping up, it's,
They may not want to come. What the hell, can't we, why, look, at how would it, just have, so that the residence people don't have to do it? We're going to have, all I want to do is to have it downstairs in the library, have the mess catered there.
Can't do it over there.
We, all you want to do is, but, so that the other staff doesn't do it. Why don't you talk to Lucy and say, look, I can't have them walk over here. I'll offer them, I just want to offer, I'll make the drinks myself, perhaps there's nothing to it. And tell them, let the firehouse staff off, we know they're going to be busy. We're just going to give them a drink afterwards. Now, no hors d'oeuvres, no hors d'oeuvres. I just want drinks.
Yeah, we're told it's a very short reception, 40 minutes.
Well, this is making clear that there are no hors d'oeuvres, it's just drinks. You like a cocktail afterwards, and that's very easy. Jesus Christ, I could have it, I could do it. Manola can do it, just let him do it. So you can get the food from over here, is any problem?
When I was at the Burns, you know, we held up on him on guest list. Now, he's on the guest list for Willie Brandon, shall we invite him?
Oh, sure. Has to be.
President. Just wanted you to know that they're all set up to photograph at your convenience. They're ready to go now if you'd like to do it already. And he's moved to the library.
Okay, President, I'll have to be about 5:30 for it.
All right, sir. Just one.
Is this 1,000?
Yes, 2016.
Names and every other questions.
Yeah, on approval of Vietnam, it's 4843, which is about where it's always been. No, well, disapproval's up a little, it was down to 38 last month.
We haven't said anything about it here.
But the approval's up 2 points also. It's the undecided thing about that. Sparrow Agnew, we had the poll since March. In March he was 4239, he's now 4438. So he's edged up a touch. But March was his low spot, he'd been 49, 47, 49, 48.
Well, he isn't too bad. He's kind of much slower, though.
He's still positive. Seen, heard, or read about the press conference, 44%. Yes, 56, no, that's...
For you, you participated that far.
Yeah, it's, well, a press conference is not something you have a kind of memory of to a speech. But it was, for instance, the foreign policy report in March, the awareness was 36.
Yeah.
The last press conference was 55, but we pulled right afterwards. The positive reaction was 58, negative 31. But in this press conference, the president took a strong position supporting the Washington police mass arrest, peace demonstrations, that stopped the government. He approved or disapproved of 71-19.
You asked really the question rather than that's everybody said 71-19. Not the people that heard me.
No, that's everybody. We told them that in the press conference you did it, and we said, do you approve of that?
71-19. We're on the right path there.
That's contrasting about the same. In May, we said, were the police justified in making the mass arrest? They 76-10. So, roughly the same.
Awesome.
In this press conference, the president came out against legalizing marijuana. Do you agree or disagree? Agree 73, disagree 22.
Jeez, that's great.
And nobody wants to legalize
marijuana. Well, that's very good, though, Bob.
Yeah.
I know, but you know, you saw a couple of the columns took me on that.
Yeah.
I'm delighted. They were the lefties, so we noticed. Probably smokers.
Do you believe Communist China should be admitted to the United Nations? Should 37, should not 44. And that contrasts with Gallup, who says, yes, 45, 38. And Harris says yes, 48-27. Which is basically the same as in March before the thaw. We had an
analysis.
In March we had 38-48.
What's the reason that I didn't?
Well, no.
There's still a hell of a lot of people, even Gallup, don't want to admit it. See my point? There's still a hell of a, it's the word communist. Covert.
But they all ask, they all say communist. Harris and Gallup will say it too.
Right.
This is interesting. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the so-called soft talks that are being held between the United States and Russia? That's all we give. Yes, 29, no, 70.
Oh, Henry, exactly.
Yep. Now, in 1970, we asked the same question. Basically, we put in Vienna and Helsinki then to help, and there it was yes, 18, no, 79. 29, 70.
Jesus Christ.
When you just call us off. Then of the 29, we said, what are these talks? The ones who said yes, they heard about them. We said, what are these talks about as you understand them? One of the 29 said strategic arms limitation, 1%. 13% said limiting arms or weapons. So 14%, or half of the 29, could identify them correctly. The rest said arms or something else or I don't know.
Go
only half of them. Correct.
So, you say, we just got to get it. Well, you know, I don't use the term.
I know.
What
this really says is that only about 15% of the people know what the self-talks are.
Sure.
That's what it says.
That's a good one.
Then we said, of the 29 who are aware of, do you believe these talks are making progress or aren't they? 33, yes. 38, no. And 29, no.
I must have heard the announcement.
So that didn't get through. Now, have you seen, heard, or read about President Nixon's recent initiative regarding U.S.-Russian discussions of nuclear arms limitations? Yes, 38. No, 59. So we did get some through on
38 to 59. That was on the news. Just think of how low it is.
Right.
How little it's obvious.
Then do you approve or disapprove of the President's initiative? 71% of 38 approve. 16.
38.
Yeah. The others don't know.
That's good.
This is interesting. In your opinion, is it important for the U.S. to keep ahead of the Russians in military strength, or doesn't it matter if we fall behind the Russians?
Good.
75% keep ahead, 17% it doesn't matter, 8% no opinion.
Good. I'm glad you put that in.
And this is another interesting one. Which of these phrases best describes your overall attitude toward our armed services in general? We'd asked this question in 69. Same question. Very favorable, moderately favorable, half and half, moderately unfavorable, very unfavorable. And now the favorables total 45. In 69 they totaled 68. The half and half was 18 in 69, it's now 33. And the unfavorables were 9 and now 14. So it hasn't moved very strongly to unfavorable, but it sure dropped a chunk of the favorable. And the very favorable went from 34 to 21. The moderately favorable from 34 to 24.
Now that's an awful lot of questions to put on hold.
We can do them. Then, to which of these two should government policy give the highest priority? Reducing unemployment or fighting inflation?
Fighting all that.
Unemployment 31, inflation 33. Both 30, no opinion 6. We didn't ask them, we didn't give them both as an option. We just said, which of these two should they do?
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, the third said inflation, the third said unemployment, and the third said both. Even so.
I tell you one thing that shows, though, and one thing that shows, my God, with the mass media and all the rest, don't overestimate what the people learn. Now, Saul, Henry thinks, I shouldn't talk about Henry, because half the other people in the staff,
everybody here thinks,
Colson, Crashby, Bobby, everybody knows about
this. I thought great thing more than this.
Great thing, everybody knows about this announcement you made. I went out, I did it with maximum impact. I was on television, I had to, you know, and everybody,
I knew.
That 3 minutes with every network,
yeah, that's right.
All the things at night.
That's right.
Wow, every,
that's right.
So it was
on the news. That's right.
The only other way you could announce to do it at 9 o'clock. I'll tell you, we're going to find ways to make announcements at 9 o'clock. Isn't that interesting? So few know about it. So we haven't gotten much lived out of that yet, have we? On the other hand, I would say that it shows that at least we're not dropping any particular. We've talked about that in all the things that we're not dropping. We're in fact, we're probably, if anything, a little bit better. Demonstration.
Demonstration question. So,
yeah. Check to see whether, Jackson, whether he's a Catholic Protestant. Henry Jackson. Yeah. Or do you know? I just, well, just check, you know, if you've got one of those directories. Yeah.